And this is Life Matters on ABC Radio National. Hey, we'll put more information up about Musicians Without Borders on the Radio National, on the Life Matters website, so check that out later this morning. Now, guess who this is? They have more tantrums than a two-year-old. They give parents more sleepless nights than a newborn. They have more mood swings than you'll see on a playground. And if you're the parent of a teenage girl, this might sound familiar. Certainly we were all teenagers once, so we all know firsthand that transition from sweet child to brooding, screaming teenager. Endless arguments wear everyone out, but the silent treatment can be even worse when your teenager stops talking altogether and strikes out for independence, as they should. Michelle Mitchell, no relation, is a former teacher who's just written a book with the ominous title, What Teenage Girls Don't Tell Their Parents. Welcome to Life Matters, Michelle.
Good morning, Natasha. That makes me laugh every time I hear it.
That's a great title, because that's what parents really fear, isn't it? What's happening behind the scenes that they don't know about? Is this an exaggerated fear?
Well, I think every mum's wanted to snoop in their daughter's room just to make sure that there's nothing going on that she doesn't know. And I think it's that gap that starts to happen as teenagers want their independence from their parents. There's some things they just don't tell mum and dad anymore. And when that happens, it does concern parents.
But Michelle, they have been telling you, haven't they? Because this is a book that's emerged from many, many girls telling you their secrets, secrets that they don't tell their parents.
That's right. I've worked with teenage girls for 12 years now, and what I found is, probably for the first hour, teenagers dribble absolute rubbish, but there's a moment when the door of their heart swings open and they start to really talk to me about what they're really thinking and what they're really feeling. Those moments are very precious to me. I feel very privileged to have been there in those moments, and what I really wish is mum could have been a fly on the wall, because if mum could have heard some of the things that I've heard over the years, I think it would really change her perspective of parenting.
Well, it might terrify mum too.
Sometimes it would. I think sometimes people think that what teenagers aren't telling their parents is that they're sleeping with their boyfriend and they're drinking alcohol. Mm. But some of the most foundational things that they stop telling their parents is simply that they love them. When they're young, it's nothing for a little girl to just tell her mummy how much she loves her. And then they turn 13 and they stick this do not disturb sign on their door. And all of a sudden, parents stop getting the positive feedback that they got when their kids were little. Parents are getting very limited feedback, if not very negative feedback, and mums especially can find that adjustment very difficult.
And it can be quite a brutal transition, can't it? My friends who have got teenage daughters are just in total shock.
Yes.
And they feel mortified at what they've created, and also a terrible sense of fear about where they're heading.
I guess there's two types of families that I see. Some teenagers hit their teenage years like this tiny little speed bump and they just go ba-dump and it's over. And then others hit the speed bump and they just get airborne. And you can see their parents hanging on behind them for the dear life, hoping that they're going to land safely. And I think regardless of whether your teenager hits it in a small bump or gets airborne, the idea is to get them through to the other side safely. Someone very smart once said the cure for 13 is 14 and the cure for 14 is 15. In other words, there's no way around it except through it. But what we're trying to do is get them on the other side of that, starting their adult life as functional and as whole people as we possibly can.
Michelle, I was really struck by the core message in this book, that parents should really stop trying to be their teen daughter's best friend and get on with being parents. And this is a challenging balance today, isn't it, for parents? Because parents want to be best buddies with their kids, as well as being the sort of authoritarian figure.
It's a big message in the book for me, because I see so many parents not realising that teenagers are not mini adults. They're teenagers. And I think because our girls these days look so grown up and they can discuss concepts so intelligently, like quite adult-like concepts, that parents seem to look at their girls now and think they're older than they are. And what I just want to let parents know is that their brain development is not that as an adult. What you can't trust is that a teenager has the capacity to make decisions in the same way that an adult does. So they're not mini teenagers. They're adult. I mean, they're not adults. They're mini teenagers. And parents need to just say, hey, my kids aren't grown up yet. I need to be their parent for a little bit longer.
You think that there's actually a greater need for deliberate parenting. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think parents have got to be so on the ball these days. There's so much unsupervised time that teenagers have on Facebook and on their phones. And because of that, I think parents really have to be very conscious about what their kids are doing. Once upon a time, a phone call would come to the home and Katie would ring Sarah and Mum would answer the phone and Mum would hear the tone of the conversation and how hushed it was and she'd know sort of what's going on. These days, teenagers contact each other directly on their mobile phones and mums and dads can be quite out of the loop at some of the things their teenagers are exposed to, about some of the things their teenager are talking about or even planning to do.
Michelle Mitchell is my guest on ABC Radio National's Life Matters. Natasha Mitchell with you, filling in for Richard 80 this week. Michelle has written a book called What Teenage Girls Don't Tell Their Parents. And Michelle, you say that the biggest challenge that parents face is staying connected with their teenagers' inside story. What do you mean by their inside story? And I guess the question for parents is, how do you stay connected when teenagers are resisting that connection so powerfully?
Let's answer the first one first. If parents can think of their teenage daughter like a book, she's got a cover and she's got an inside story. And her cover is what she wants people to think that she is. So she wants her friends to think that she's cool, totally understandable. She wants her parents to think that she's independent. And what happens with teenagers is some of their internal thoughts and feelings get pushed to the background because they're so busy maintaining these covers. How do parents stay connected to their inside story is a huge challenge. The first thing I say to parents is don't react to their cover. Sometimes parents can give the cover or the screaming I hate yous and all those things that happen on the surface so much attention that they never really get to see past that into their inside story.
It's hard not to react though, isn't it, when it's in your face?
Absolutely. And you don't, and it's totally logical and you don't understand why she's doing it. And quite honestly, it's very hurtful for parents as well. So to say to parents,
and she might be screaming at you how much she hates you. You're horrid. I hate
you.
I mean, it's vicious sometimes.
It is. You're a Nazi. You never let me do anything. You're the only mum who doesn't understand.
The whole guilt trip thing.
And they go on and on and on and it wears parents down. It can really wear them down. What I really want parents to see, though, is sometimes, or all the time, that's the cover, but behind that is an inside story. And oftentimes the inside story is, Mum, I'm feeling really insecure at the moment because if I don't go to that party, I'm going to look stupid in front of my friends. Or on their cover, they might be screaming at their mum, why don't you let me go? You know, all my friends are going. You're the worst mum in the world. Inside, a lot of teenage girls will tell me they thank God that their mum didn't let them go because they knew there was going to be things there that they couldn't handle.
Yes, there's that sort of battleground over trust. Why won't you trust me? Just trust me, Mum.
And I say, parents, don't trust them. Oh, for goodness sake, don't trust them. Well, your job's not to trust them. Your job's to protect them.
It seems that the teenage girls are telling you, Don't let my parents trust me.
Absolutely. If I ask them, would you trust yourself? They look at me like, are you a moron, you know? Of course they wouldn't trust me. What are you talking about?
So one of the things you emphasise is the need to give unconditional love to your teenage daughter, but without expecting anything in return. In fact, you'll probably just get aggro in return. So why is unconditional love important here? And how do you give it without turning yourself into a doormat?
Yeah, teenage girls' friendships are so volatile. Oh my goodness. They go up and down, up and down, up and down. And what teenagers absolutely need that they can't find in their friends and they can't find anywhere else is a safe, consistent, stable environment. And that's what home can be. And that's what parents can be. If they take a step back and realise that that's their job, if they can just provide consistent love, consistent safety, a consistent environment, consistent rules, they're doing a great service to their teenager because everything else in their life is going up and down like crazy.
So girls, appearance,
yes,
fashion, should parents fight it?
I don't think so. I think girls learn very early in the piece, whether right or wrong, that their appearance does matter. And when I sit down with Year 8 girls in schools and they tell me what the boys say about them and how their bodies are scrutinised and how that makes them feel, I think mums would really realise that they're up against so many judgments about how they look that all the help they can get to feel confident with their bodies and confident with their clothes and makeup and how that whole comes together for them is important. To the point where I even say to some mums, look, if they won't go shopping with you and they think you're the day, baggiest thing in the world, look, get an older role model or a stylist in. $100, Christmas present. Girls need role models in this area and they need to feel like they're getting it right.
Mm-hmm. How do you stay across? I mean, teenagers need privacy. They deserve privacy. It's a crucial aspect of that whole transition, isn't it? So how do you, what are you telling parents to do without making, feeling that, you know, their daughters feel like they're being interrogated by the KGB?
Mums feel like they have to know everything, and I often try and help mums settle down a bit, because mums think if they know everything, they're going to be able to fix it. And sometimes I say to mums, sometimes you have to be content not to know. Sometimes you've even got to be content to be lied to. Just leave it go, because knowing is not going to change the way you parent. And I say to them, look, if you knew everything about what happened last night, if you knew everything about this boy, if you knew everything about whatever it is, would it change the way you're parenting your daughter today and tomorrow and the next day? And often when mums are really honest, they say, no, it actually won't. So I say, look, don't create a massive argument. Your gut feeling knows. You know what you're doing. Trust your instincts and parent your child that way, instead of having to know all the information. There's some just no-go zones with teenagers and they have their walls of privacy up. That's okay. It won't change the way you parent.
Michelle Mitchell, I think we have to end it there, in fact.
That's no problem, Natasha.
This is
great.
A fantastic book. You know, I'm not the mum of a teenage daughter, but gee, I related to so much
as
someone who'd grown up as a teenager. So I urge people to read this book. Michelle Mitchell, What Teenage Girls Don't Tell Their Parents, Years of Experience Talking to Teenage Girls, published by Australian Academic Press. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
And tomorrow, Timely with Lady Gaga in the Country, we'll discuss babies with gender neutral names, and also those post-war years in Australia, an undiscovered story with Elizabeth Stead and her latest novel. Radio National's Life Matters. It's been my pleasure to join you today and all this week. Natasha Mitchell with you. Coming up, the news.